This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Monday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Definitely appreciate you getting up with us today. If you're up with us today, you're, as the kids like to say, a real one, because today is a holiday for a lot of people, Seth. Today is President's Day for a lot of
people. Oh, it is? Okay. Yeah. I was curious about what it was.
Today's one of those days.
I knew that stuff was closed, right. But I'm like, I don't remember
today's
what.
Today's one of those days where I like to walk up and down the hallway here, you know, because we're a multi-station outfit here. And there's, you know, four or five shows going on at any given time on the FMs over there. And I like to walk around the hallway and take attendance and go, okay, well, this show's in it to win.
Yeah.
This show is in it to take the day off today. And we're not one of those shows, man. We're not one of those shows.
We'd work 365 days a year if they let us.
They
refuse to allow us for our mental health.
That's right.
Idiots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would be here.
Don't they know that my mental health is destroying this show? Listen, it's President's Day, where we like to pretend that at any given point in U.S. history, there was like universal praise for any of these presidents.
Right.
No. They were roundly other than Washington, really, which all of them. At any given time, up to 50% or more of people actively hated the president. So, happy President's Day. To whichever selective presidents you think were good ones.
Did you have a nice weekend, my friend? Did you have a good weekend this weekend?
I did. I did some work, like actual work, like physical labor. I was visiting my in-laws, and I helped my brother-in-law clean his bar. His bar, it's more of a restaurant than a bar. He started off as a bar, and now he's more restaurant than
a
bar.
You've told me about that before. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an awesome place.
Yeah.
But they needed some help. So I went in and I put in 3 hours of like hardcore manual labor.
Nice.
On Sunday morning, and I feel better for it. I feel like a better man.
Nothing of the sort. That's good. This show put in a combined 3 hours worth of manual labor then.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's all I kept thinking the whole time, like, man, Sean would be so lost. And
just lifting things.
It's not hardcore, it's just cleaning, you know. I'd have to show you how to use a mop and everything.
Steel wool. Yeah, what is this? Yeah. So today's a big day. If you're a Texan fan, today is the day that the Texans need to figure out what's going on with Stephon Diggs.
Or at least we find out if they've figured it out.
But something would need to get, I believe something, Penn would need to get put to paper today, I believe, in order for his contract to not void. We'll keep it real simple. If the Texans don't extend Stephon Diggs today, his contract voids And bam, like a punch in the face, $16.6 million in cap dollars.
So I guess what I was saying is that you say they need to figure it out. They may have already figured it. They may have figured this out 2 weeks ago.
True.
We just won't know about it until the actual deadline passes.
Yeah.
And the whole question is, all right, does Stephon Diggs, is he open to whatever the whatever the Texans offer him without having the ability to test free agency first? And I would guess that Diggs wants to see what's out there. As a business person, he doesn't owe anything to the Texans in terms of that dead money or anything else like that. For the Texans, it would benefit them if they do want Diggs back, and if they can get him to agree to a contract that they feel good about, then it can help them out a lot, because they're not paying a bunch of dead money plus having to go out and re-sign him in free agency. Without getting overly complicated about it, I feel like if Diggs doesn't redo his deal before the deadline today, that he's probably not going to be back on the Texans next year.
I think that's 100% true, and I think, look, the $16.6 million, they're going to have to pay it at some point. And, you know, anyway, like they're going to pay the Piper at some point. What it allows them to do is keep Diggs and put that off. You know, keep it in future dummy years or whatever like that. So, yeah, I don't feel super optimistic about it. I've seen more of Stephon Diggs kind of tooling around town with Cardi B over the last week or two. Yeah, for apparently, according to TMZ, they were together on Valentine's Day.
And on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day, which is not a day you get together with your platonic relationships.
It seems like Cardi B is the type of woman who doesn't really give a damn about Valentine's Day. Unless she can get a good song about how stupid Valentine's Day is or something like that. I don't know. I feel like in her world, she's like, listen, dude, this is what we're doing on Valentine's Day. And don't get all sappy and romantic about it.
Even
right?
With Diggs, I could see that. Yeah. Even with someone with as mercurial a personality as Stephon Diggs, I could see her being the boss in the family for sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to
immediately my mind goes to Andre Rison and what's her name there?
Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Yeah, Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
She lit his house on fire. I don't know that we're getting to that stage with
but they were both big personalities.
Yeah, for sure.
Rison wasn't afraid to, you know, throw a tantrum here or there, just like Stephon Diggs.
No.
I don't know about the communication styles when it comes to entertainers like that who have huge personalities and they're kind of known for their bluntness. I don't know if this is a relationship that's meant to last.
It's a good comp. So this is interesting. So it is a good comp, I think. Like, we're doing like the NFL draft game. Like, who does this couple compare most to in the history of couples to you? Oh, definitely Lisa Left Eye Lopez and Andre Rison, for sure.
You know, the Josh Allen and his girlfriend would be kind of like Aaron Rodgers and his Hollywood girlfriend.
Yep.
They were like famous but not super, super famous movie stars or actors, actresses with quarterbacks who are pretty notable, but also, I guess, a little bit more understated.
Another good comp. In cold weather cities, even. You that part, too. Yeah.
Well, Tom.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Brady and his... Bridget Moynihan. She was kind of a known actress, but not a super famous
one. Not an A-lister. Yeah. It's good. So the Diggs era might be over today, man. So if the Diggs era is over today, if they don't extend Stephon Diggs, I'm with you. Now, if they don't extend him, they could still bring him back. He's a free agent. They could re-sign him. But if he's hitting the market, the other thing about him hitting the market potentially, Seth, is it does give him an extra month just to show that his knee is getting healthier. You know, like with every day that goes by, presumably he's getting healthier, and presumably that's more money he's making, right?
Well, more money he's making, and then I also think that he probably wants to... There's probably a part of it that, hey, I want to be sure I go to a good situation.
Yeah.
So he might want to wait until his ACL gets further along in the rehab process, and then even wait until after the draft. If he's in that boat where he's going to be signing 1 and 2 year deals for the rest of his career, let's be sure we make it a good one and see what's out there.
That's a good point. Diggs is not going to be in that aisle where he's got to make sure he's getting his chunk of the land rush on March 15th or whatever it is.
Yeah.
He's not getting the $30 million contract. Like last year, like when Christian Wilkins signed with the Raiders 15 minutes into free agency, it's because he's out there running in the Oklahoma land rush with his flag in his hand, trying to plant his flag in $100 million. Diggs is going to be more of the contract that teams will either still have space for or find space for if they want him badly enough. I'm with you on that. I think he's probably fully healthy, and if a team knows he's fully healthy and he's able to test out the knee, they're able to take a look at it, poke and prod it. He's probably still he's not $30 million or anything, but he's probably still $15 to $20 million somewhere in there, or something like that.
All right. So now the big question is, okay, how does Nick Caserio get judged for the Stephon Diggs trade in the future? I feel like it's 100% going to be one of those things where if the Texans have an awesome year this year and the offense improves, people will be able to write it off emotionally. I feel if the Texans' offense doesn't improve and there's all kinds of discontent, people will slowly and gradually turn to, that was the dumbest trade that anybody's ever made in the history of football.
Well, it's interesting because it's two separate arguments. It's how do you, because there will be people that say what you're saying right there, dumbest trade, get emotional about it. With stuff like this, it will have ended up, if he leaves and goes somewhere else in free agency, the Texans definitely will not have extracted the value out of Stephon Diggs that they invested both in draft capital and in salary. There's no way they didn't extract $22 million and a second round pick out of Stephon Diggs because he only played in 8 games. That said, like as far as getting angry about it, so the grade on it will definitely be a middling grade at best. Well,
the criticism would be over the restructuring of the contract.
Maybe so that you didn't have him. Although at the time we all thought the restructuring of the contract made sense, like oh you're making it a 1 year deal and you get the best version of Diggs. So
I know that we didn't all, you and I both did, but there were a lot of people.
There were for sure. Here's where I was going with this is that. I get way less mad if the trade made sense at the time and it gets short-circuited by an injury to a guy who never gets injured. You know what I mean? Like that's bad luck. And sometimes you get bad grades on things because of bad luck. I am way more empathetic and sympathetic to a trade that's made that at least makes sense the day it's made. Like DeAndre Hopkins trade made no sense the day it was made. Like it that, right. that didn't get it. That got an F the first day and got an H by the time it was over. You know what I mean? Like it was a bad trade. Like this trade, and again, I don't want to take my opinion on that trade nor yours and apply it to everybody. But I think most people, I think the majority of the people, certainly people around the NFL, I mean, they were look at the arguments they were moving the Texans into in April when, you know, power ranking time came around, largely because of the Diggs trade and a few of the other things that they did. So it was getting widely praised at the time. And Stephon Diggs, that's the other thing. Like, Stephon Diggs, up until his injury, I think was playing at a level where the trade still made sense. He wasn't like Pro Bowl All-Pro Diggs, but he was on pace for 1,100 yards and 100 catches. Like the trade made sense in Week 8 before he got hurt. That's what
I'm saying. No, and I agree with everything he said as far as it making sense. I felt at the time, like, look, nobody bats an eyelash when you make a trade deadline deal for a wide receiver with a second-round pick.
Correct.
And this was one that the compensation was just a full half year before the trade deadline. So it made sense to me. And I also know the way people operate and the way their brains work.
Sure.
And that emotionally, if the Texans don't take a step forward and if this is a rough season, they're going to be looking at that as, yeah, I can't believe Nick did that.
No,
idiocy.
There's already people out there doing it. My own personal grade of it is almost like half. Did it make sense the day you did it? It's three things. Did it make sense the day you did it? If it didn't work out, then why didn't it work out? And that it didn't work out because of injury, I'm more sympathetic to the grade for the trade for the Texans than I would be if they got here and if they traded for him and it was like the Ed Reed signing. You know what I mean? Like, wow, oh, awesome. They signed Ed Reed for a pretty reasonable sum, $5 million a year. And then you get there and it's like, okay, he's getting hip surgery in May. He's walking around camp with a towel around his neck and he's criticizing all the coaches. Like, okay, well, this is not what I signed up for. This don't look like no McDonald's. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you, off and running on a Monday. Appreciate you guys waking up with us. Hey, quick reminder that we've got a contest going on. It's a holiday, but you can still listen for an hour to Sports Radio 610 and get registered for the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Sending you to Circa Resort and Casino if you're the winner. Just got to listen an hour a day on the Odyssey app, and that's your daily entry into the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Circa's amazing, great sports book. You're going to have $20,000 in your pocket on this trip. So listen an hour a day. Contest still going for another week or so. So listen an hour a day on the Odyssey app to Sports Radio 610, and you are entered into the contest. Alex Bregman has new friends. We get to hear from him with his new friends. How did he feel about leaving the Astros? This is going to be an interesting listen for you guys. How excited he is about being in Boston and what it felt like to leave the Astros. That is coming up next.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.